Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Sienna. What can I assist you with today?
Good morning. I see a debit charge on my account from Trustworthy Electronic with this phone number, which I did not authorize, so I'm looking to find out what this is.
Okay. Can I start off by getting your zip code?
11751.
Okay. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
This is Jean Lauer.
Hey, Ms. Lauer, can you verify your shipping address, please, for security purposes?
158 Church Avenue in Islip.
Thank you. Give me 1 second, ma'am. Okay, so do you remember on June 8th paying $7.95 for the kitchen sweepstakes, either the blender, the mixer,
no.
Ice maker?
No.
Okay, so to explain this account, that was paid $7.95 on June 8th for the kitchen sweepstakes, and it'll say 3 to 5 days later, you'll then be enrolled in the Factory Direct store on a monthly membership fee, where you receive a voucher in your email for $125 you can use on that website.
No, I'm not interested. I didn't buy anything. And on 6/8, there's nothing on my account for this. I have my account up. It never came off. So I don't know what this is, but I need it off my account, and I need my money refunded to me.
So you don't see a charge for $7.95 on June 8th?
Nope. No, I have. I have one from $5.29, which not to you. And then my next use on this account is $6.9.
Yeah, for $7.95?
No, ma'am.
So you don't see no charge for $7.95?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, your account is canceled, and I do have a cancellation number for you when you're ready.
All right, hold on a moment. Thank you. Let me just get something. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, that number is C as in Charlie, 260.
Yes. 260.
995. 824.
824. And was I supposed to receive merchandise for this?
So you've been receiving emails in your account, two emails for $125 vouchers.
No, have not. Have not.
Okay. Well, yes, ma'am. They've been sent out. That's why the membership fee was charged. But I do have it canceled for you today.
Thank you. And I can, obviously, I'm not going to get any of this money back.
So the only way you can get money back, since you say you didn't do it, I can transfer you to our fraud department, and they'll begin their investigation and see what device it was purchased on. Anybody who did it without your authorization can be charged and prosecuted for it.
Okay.
Okay, give me 1 second.